you know, in a way, it's like not PC, you know, to say, you know, like I went to a mission high school and it was fun.
That's Rebecca Paulson, an artist who lives in Sitka and grew up here. For the past year, she's been recording interviews of students and faculty who went to Sheldon Jackson for an oral history project that she's producing about the school. The Alaska Humanities Forum is funding her work. At her house, Paulson has a stack of large black and white photographs. They're dated from the early 1900s to 1950s and are pictures of Native American students and white teachers at the school.
Well, and that's the funny thing is in photographs, people usually look so serious, but some of these little girls can't help it.
Yeah.
They're irrepressible.
Yeah.
One of the pictures is of a class of girls lined up in the front lawn, holding up barbells for a PE class. In another, a bunch of boys are hovering intently over glass beakers in chemistry class. And in some of the pictures, they look like they're having a lot of fun.
I guess that's been the most surprising thing, is the amount of love for this place, even though, you know, everyone suffered to some extent.
For Paulson, it's that contradiction that really makes this history interesting and worth understanding. She says, these interviews have been a way to see through some of the stereotypes of missionary schools, whether they're positive or negative.
And that's the other kind of caveat with Sheldon Jackson, is it was a mission school, and so that's a real heavy, complicated area, because education is empowering, but having your culture taken away or ignored is devastating. And you can't separate those two things.
After I visited Paulson, she gave me some of the recordings that she's done so far so I could listen to them. This is an interview with Fred Hope, who was a student there.
But Sheldon Jackson's been good to me. I learned a lot of things that I would never have learned if I went somewhere else. I think the main thing I enjoyed was meeting all these different people from different areas. And you learn to communicate.
This is another of a woman named Rachel James.
After leaving school, we just knew people from all over the state, and it's really great when we travel. We look up old friends and a lot of time just run into them in whatever we're doing.
Paulson says it's not a surprise that most of the interviews that she's done have been positive, since the people who had good experiences are probably more likely to want to talk about them.
Yeah, or that's just the reality. The people that we're talking to don't have much bad to say about Sheldon Jackson.
Yeah.
So that's something, you know, to keep in mind, you know, because it wasn't perfect, you know, and it wasn't great, you know, for everybody.
Sheldon Jackson School was established in the early 1900s by Presbyterian missionaries, and over time it was a high school and later a college. It closed in 2007 after going through a series of financial hardships. In 2011, the trustees gave the campus to Alaska Arts Southeast, which runs the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Rebecca Paulson is continuing to gather oral histories of Sheldon Jackson. Her project will also include video recordings and a written narrative. Still, she describes it as a partial history. It's complex, she says, and is a story that she's piecing together through the living memories of those who are still around. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Eric Newman.